Welcome into the studio, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Executive Vice President of Football Operations, Howie Roseman, the busiest man in Philadelphia these last few months. And Howie, congratulations on the Sam Bradford deal. How does a deal like this get done? What are the mechanics of getting a deal done?
Congratulations to you, Dave.
Thanks, man.
You
know, I'm happy about it.
That title doesn't exactly roll off your tongue.
I got to think about it for a while.
The same thing. And my kids are like that. Like, how do I say it? You know, it takes a while. We got to figure out a new one.
Let's go back to the question.
Just Howie.
Howie, how does a deal like this get done?
Great credit to Sam and his agent, Tom Condon. It's easy at this time of year when you see the free agent market to say, hey, we're going to see what's out there, and then we're going to circle back. But it was clear early on that Sam wanted to be here. Also, great credit to our coaching staff, you know, Coach Peterson and his staff, Frank, Flip, to have those guys. And Sam was really excited about it. He wanted to be here. And we were able to get it done.
Why is it a good deal for the Eagles? Why is it a good deal for Sam?
Well, I think it's a good deal for the Eagles, number one, because we got our quarterback. You know, it's when you look at it, it's a guy that has all the traits to be really good in this offense. When we got with Coach and his staff and they talked about what they were looking for and then talked about what they saw on film from Sam and what we know about Sam, it was exciting for them to be able to get him back. You know, it's a position that, when we look at when we were a constantly good team, which we have been, you know, in the recent past, that depth chart was chumming. You know, you had a lot of really good players, and we were kind of getting in a situation where you felt really good when you looked at it. And we'd like to get back in that situation. And you talk about the most important position on the field, so let's make sure we're aggressive there. And the key there from our perspective was starting to get Sam back.
It's interesting. We all are fixated on the salary cap. Are there significant ramifications to the cap with this deal? Does it create a lot more flexibility for you?
Well, I think the cap is like credit card, right? It's at some point you're going to have to pay it off. So you can get flexibility, but whatever the average of the deal is, at some point that's going to come back. But it's the quarterback position. And so you could talk about trying to save money and making sure that you have this and that, but you better get the quarterback position right, and so that's not the area to try to risk. So from our perspective, it was important that we get this done prior to free agency, so we knew kind of where we were from that perspective, that we could see if there was opportunities to improve the team in free agency, which I think will be hard this year. It's a different dynamic than have been in years past. There's more money throughout the league, and teams have done a great job of signing their guys early. And so when we looked at this in January, it was like, let's not be in this position. We had a lot of guys coming up to free agency this year and next year. Let's knock them out and feel like we attacked free agency in 2016. We attacked free agency in 2017.
You know, a lot of players, they've signed the deal. Seven players have signed new contracts on the current roster. And they've all talked about how much it means to them and how much it means to the locker room. And I got to believe, Howie, that when you hear that, that really is exactly what you want to hear from players, that this is a chemistry-building operation.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to us. I mean, it means a lot to me personally to hear people say good things about this place. We care about this place. You know, we think it's a special place. You know, we've been here for a long time. And I think that when you get people who feel the same way about that, they become invested. And they become invested because in how important it is to them. And when things go bad, and in the course of the season, you're going to have downtimes. You're going to have a moment where that roller coaster dips a little bit. And when you have a group of people who are invested in it, they turn to the right and left of them and say, not on my watch.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of balls in the air right now. Just coming out of the combine, you got free agency, still a week away here. What do you anticipate doing? And what do you do from here between now and Monday when you can start talking to representatives?
Yeah, I think for all of us, we can kind of juggle. We on parallel tracks because we feel really good about our plan here for the off season, which we've started. And so we still want to make sure that our pro scouting staff has done a tremendous job of getting that board set and us making sure that all the coaches are on board and also being fluid so that when guys are cut, we got a grade and we're ready to pounce if we need be. At the same time, really focusing on the college draft and making sure that we're taking all the information we got out of the combine. You know, we're sending our coaches, our scouts, the proper pro days. We're getting the right information. And so there's no rest for the weary right now at this time of year. It's a fun time of year, though.
I love it. I mean, everybody loves it. Do you anticipate between now and Wednesday anything happening with the other unrestricted free agents to be? Is it possible something could happen? I guess anything's possible. But
anything's possible.
I'm
kidding
you. I'm asking for a little juice here. But, you know, I mean, I know you're not going
to
tell me.
You got juice, though. You don't need juice from me.
I
want to
keep signing these guys.
Yeah, shoot.
All right, forget that one.
And listen, how about our owner? I mean, to give us this flexibility and to be aggressive right now on guys that not only are free agents, would have been free agents a week from now, but would be free agents a year from now. I mean, we're very fortunate to be in that position to get those resources.
Let me keep trying. Okay. What will the market be like around the league in free agency? Crazy spending early? What do you think?
Well, I don't know that there's the sheer volume of players. I mean, there's only a limited number of good players here that will get good money. But it'll be interesting to watch. You know, from our perspective, it was easy to target our own guys who we knew over the next 2 years and just say, we didn't want this guy to ever be in a situation where he's that close to free agency. Obviously, we got a couple more here that will be free agents in either this year or next year that would be interested in re-signing, and we'll just keep in contact with their representatives.
Will the Eagles be active in free agency?
What are the opportunities?
I don't know.
Right. I think we'll get a better
will
sense
a lot
as it started.
Will a lot of teams sign players between now and Wednesday, do you think?
It's a difficult time because you're that close to free agency. You know, it's not like you're playing in a game or you have to practice. You have to go on the field. I mean, you know, you're drinking beer and eating popcorn.
Well, this is what's interesting because with all this cap room and the rhetoric out there in Twitter, there are some suggesting that – wait, this is a good one. There are some suggesting that agents should never sign – should not sign any players before they get to market because of all this money. Yet you've signed Vinny. You've signed Sam. Najee was going to be an unrestricted free agent.
Is that the French pronunciation of
Najee? You've done a good job of making these deals happen, which some people out there don't think anybody should sign a contract until they get to free agency. Why has it happened?
I'm glad those people aren't the people we're representing, you know, and the agents. And I think you get to a point with the players who, if they want to be here and they feel like they're being treated fairly, and they could shake our hand and smile when they sign the contract, let's roll, you know. And that helps because it goes both ways. I mean, we have options once the free agent market opens as well. And so right now you're in a vacuum. And so if we can find out a number that you're happy with and we're happy with, let's go.
Yeah. Monday is the time when you can speak to representatives of players. Take me behind the scenes, if you would. Is it similar at all to the post-draft period where you're really rushing to get in touch with people? Or is... like, how crazy is it? Like, what actually happens?
Yeah, I think that is a different scenario because basically, you know, the minute after the draft someone gets an offer that they like, they commit. Okay. So you get an offer you like from the Eagles, you're saying, yes, I can call you 5 minutes later with more money, and you've already given your word, and our word's all we got. So that's how we have to roll. In this situation, it's an opportunity to kind of figure out what the market value is for people and for the representatives and the players to figure out who's interested in me. You know, what do I think is realistic for me to get now on the market and have some concrete discussions.
How do you know that you're not being played if it happens at all? Is it generally an honest conversation with agents? I mean, I guess this goes back to building relationships.
Yeah, I think that's the whole thing, Dave. You know, at the end of the day, if you don't have your word in this business, what do you have? How do you ever do a deal with someone again? And you know, I know we probably think of the example in basketball with free agency, and I get it. You know, there are exceptions to the rule, but generally the relationships that we've had with agents is that, you know, they mean what they say, and we certainly make that kind of our motto, and we go from there.
Last one, wrap up the combine.
I appreciate you putting it in the back of my mind.
Yeah, just, well, you know, hey, why not? The combine came and went. What did the Eagles accomplish out there?
Well, I think the first thing that we're able to do is get our personnel staff, our coaching staff, our trainers, this whole group of guys, video staff, together and work as one unit and be together in that environment, that atmosphere as the Eagles. You know, wearing the same logo, walking down the same streets. I think that's important as we build unity both, you know, throughout the building, throughout the organization. Second thing is you get more information, you know, and anything you do, the more information you have, the better decisions you can make. So it's part of the decision-making process. You know, you don't want to put too much stock in it. You don't want to put too little stock in it. Our training staff, our doctors, what they come out of the combine with is huge for our organization. The interviews are a big part of it. And then obviously just making sure that what we see on tape matches the drills makes us feel more confident in our decisions.
And we'll talk about the draft between now and April. We've got free agency to go before then. Congratulations, Howie.
Congratulations
to everybody on signing Sam Bradford. And thanks so much for joining us in studio
here
on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.